106.5 Mountain FM. Good morning. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, and the Lake Louise Ski Resort down the road could be expanding with some new areas granted to them in exchange for giving up some other areas of their leasehold, sort of a tit-for-tat exchange with Parks Canada. This all has to do with long-term management and planning.
And these are possibilities.
Yeah.
There is a very complex planning process put in place by Parks Canada for ski hills and national parks, of which there's only four in Canada, and we have three of them in Banff and Lake Louise. That planning process asks each ski hill to develop site guidelines, and through those site guidelines, it sets out with Parks Canada what the future plans are, and if development or expansion is wanted, what other things are they going to give up instead. So typically we saw with Norquay and with this one proposed for Lake Louise, certain areas they want to expand in are proposed, and then other areas where their lease currently exists but are undeveloped would go back to Parks Canada.
Right.
One of the biggest concerns that I've heard about this is that this is a pretty big deal, and there's only 3 weeks for feedback from the public to Parks Canada on what's proposed. For some people, it would take 3 weeks to read and understand the document. It is quite an involved process.
And so I think there's an opportunity to provide some input. June 11th at Banff Park Lodge and June 12th at the Lake Louise Inn.
Another area is summer use for Lake Louise. That's a big deal because we're talking about grizzly bear habitat. There's a reason why we don't do a lot of things on ski hills in the summer.
Yeah, and they address that a little bit. Right now, they're using their Mid-Mountain Whitehorn Lodge for summer operations, and that's right in the middle of grizzly bear wildlife movement area. Their idea would be to build a new lodge at the top of Whitehorn and then stop using that middle lodge. And again, this is all this down-the-road stuff, but ski hills face a challenge from places outside national parks, places like Fernie and Panorama, where you can have like the on-hill accommodation and a bunch of amenities that you can't just build within the middle of a national park. So they have to come to some sort of terms with Parks Canada for future plans for expansion. The fact that they're giving up 669 hectares of land to Parks Canada in exchange for some of these other potentially developable areas, it seems like a fair trade to me, but I guess that's for everyone else to decide.
I think one of the things we don't always consider are, and this is one of the concerns of environmental groups, is the cumulative effects of development. We have a very pro-business Parks Canada right now that is looking at the business viability of the ski hill as being equally important as ecological integrity, whereas the National Parks Act and the very establishment of parks to begin with is about ecological integrity. And that's one of the challenges, I think, if you're a business, especially a ski hill in a national park, that you have to accept that the place you're located is so special that you have to do things a little differently.